Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to a very special edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew is back at his home studio. Fans still hovering above his head.
So we have reached an odd milestone in this podcast.
What is that?
This is the second year in a row that we have recorded this podcast on my birthday.
Ah, I didn't even think about that. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Because we were recording early this week so that we could get two podcasts out for you. Because there were there's a pay-per-view followed directly by a pay-per-view, which is really strange.
Yes.
I'm still not sure why they're doing it, but, you know, they're doing it, so we're going to talk about them.
What we do.
Correct. We don't normally talk about, like, week-to-week stuff, but we really like to cover pay-per-views. So the pay-per-views are our Monday morning quarterback, even though we say we don't really Monday morning quarterback. So, you know, it is what it is.
Can I beat John Elway?
Sure. Why not?
I can only think of like five quarterbacks, so I don't know why he was the first one that popped in my head.
I mean, I might be able to name five active quarterbacks.
Here's the thing. My favorite quarterback is Tom Brady. I don't know why he didn't pop in my head.
I have no idea. So this is a special look back at the SummerSlam of this past weekend. Kind of go over the results, what we thought of it. We'll just kind of go through the card and see what we thought. I'm looking for something in particular, but I can't find it right now. So we will start with the kickoff show. I actually thought the match was, you were definitely looking forward to the match.
Yes.
I was somewhat looking forward to the match. I was kind of disappointed by the match, but Apollo Crews versus MVP during the kickoff show.
I had to go back and watch this later because I was eating dinner during the kickoff show. So I actually watched it. This was actually the main event for me because I watched it last, but, it was an okay match. It wasn't great. I really, really wanted MVP to come out victorious, but I understand. They're trying to push Apollo.
Yeah. It was interesting. I mean,
nothing
really stood out about it. It wasn't really all that great of a match. I mean, it was an average match. What's funny is I can actually say that for quite a few matches within this card. It was not as good as some of the past SummerSlams or big events that they've had. Next up is the SmackDown Women's Championship. I assume that this would be one of the two women's would be early, just because they want to give Asuka a little break in between, even though it's recorded, you know. So this was Asuka versus Bayley. Bayley took down Asuka. I mean, it was a pretty good match between the two of them.
It was used to further push this Sasha Bayley inevitable, like, downfall. But the match was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Sasha took the hit so that Bayley could retain her championship, and we will find out if Bayley did the same thing a little later. But she was able to retain her SmackDown championship that she's had now for 300 and something odd amount of days. It was a decent match. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed both of the Asuka matches.
Yeah, I actually did too. But I will say I think I enjoyed the second match more than the first match. But they were both good matches. The three of them always put on good matches. You know, it's... I know Bayley. It took a while for Bayley to grow on you, but she seems to have grown on you at least a little bit.
I like
You like pissed off Bayley.
Not even the first heel Bayley. It was like what she's evolved into as a heel. Yeah. I did not like her good guy, but her face persona.
Yes. You like troll Bayley, I think.
Yes.
So next up, probably I kind of checked out on this match. I was looking forward to it, but Bayley won, beat Asuka. Did we say that?
I think so.
Yeah, you mentioned it because of the thing. Okay, so next up, the Street Profits versus Andre and Angel Garza. Andrade. Why did I say Andre? Oh, my brain is shot. But Andrade and Angel Garza. It was a tag team match. I mean,
another one of those matches where it's just like nothing really remarkable happened except for Montez Ford changed up his finisher a bit and it looked awesome. He used to do that huge frog splash where he jumped about 100 feet in the air.
Right.
And now he jumps, turns in midair and actually lands on the opposite side. That impresses me. I can barely get both feet off the ground when I jump. So,
so anybody who can get up in the air is pretty impressive to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there was some, you know, some stuff between Garza and Vega that, you know, it was okay. I'm trying to think of something that like really stuck out, but it was not
really just the finish because, I think Montez Ford got put into the ropes, knocked Zelina Vega off the ring post. Andrade went to check on her. I think he tagged in Garza, or no, he didn't. He went to check on her. Garza went to tag. No one was there.
That's
and,
right.
And Dawkins hit the cash out, and then Montez Ford hit the From the Heavens, and it was all over. And there was a little what the fuck happened between Garza and Andrade.
Yeah. Next up was another match that it was better. It was a better match than I thought it was going to be. But it was the Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville match. It was for being a basically anything goes match. It was, you know, it was no DQ. It was a decent match. I mean, they took some good hits. Wasn't anything. It was the new. They added the stipulation after we recorded our show that loser leaves. Because that was on SmackDown.
No longer was a hair versus hair match.
Right. So basically, I thought the best part was the end of after the match happened, when she was trying to do the caterpillar. Or the worm, you know, whatever.
Thing Otis does.
Yes, where Otis and Mandy were, or Mandy was trying to do what Otis does. So, but yeah, it was a decent match as Rose, Mandy Rose beat Sonya Deville. I don't know if anything stuck out to me there either. It was.
The only thing, when we did our preview, I told you this was the match I was looking forward to the least, and it did not disappoint, being the least of and the least entertaining match for me that night.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to handle the Sonya Deville thing.
Just write her off of TV for a while.
And then bring her back. And
she'll come back as Sonya
Devil
Jones or something. She'll change her last name and be a different person.
Or come back with a mask on. They don't have any mask-wearing females. I mean, that might be.
I miss that from back in the day. Like, you could be like
you could be Hulk Hogan and come back as American, whatever he was, America. What the hell was his name? And looked exactly
Mr.
like
America.
Mr. America, and look exactly like Hogan, except wearing a mask and wearing blue instead of yellow.
Or what's that guy's name from Demolition? Smash, like, goes away for like 2 weeks, cuts his hair, puts a mask on, and he's Repo Man.
Yeah. So, they could absolutely do that. Next up was the street fight between Dominic Mysterio and Seth Rollins. I mean, it was decent. They did the whole eye thing. Mysterio or Rey Mysterio stayed out for the most part. I mean, he stopped why am I completely blank?
Buddy
Murphy from participating in the match. But, you know, he stayed out of the most part.
And by participating, you mean gouging his child's eye out?
Yes, by gouging his child's eye out. For being his first, like, match on TV, Dominic Mysterio didn't look bad. I mean, it went better than I was expecting it to for him.
He definitely proved he's willing to take hits and get smacked around and
yeah, he had some welts from that kendo stick from the
fully
kendo stick
participate
chest.
In a match.
Yeah. I remember I was watching it with my wife, and she turned to me as Angie goes, and she goes, "Uh-oh, mom is coming," when Angie was trying to walk down the aisle. So that was kind of funny. Yeah, it was a decent match. I mean, it was better than the matches it was leading up to, so it probably impressed me more just because the other ones were so mediocre.
Yeah, it was good. And then after last night on Raw, they did the Mysterios versus Buddy and Seth. And I think it is just time to get Seth and the Mysterios away from each other and move on to something else. It's been going on for way too long. I mean, I don't know if it goes back to WrestleMania. I can't remember, but it's just I need these two to stop feuding with each other and move on to something else.
Yeah, I could definitely see it does need to move on, and just whatever they decide to do with them, fine. You know, it was a decent match. It was pretty good.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah. Next one up might have been my favorite match, or one of my favorite matches of the night, which was the Asuka Sasha Banks versus Asuka match. It was just a good match, and we know that they're setting it up for the eventual turn between Sasha and Bayley, but it was just a good match. I mean, there wasn't really a lot to it. It was just constant go. I mean, Asuka got to put on a little bit of a show. Sasha did her thing. They each got to do at least their finishers at least once. So,
yeah, I like this match. They did set up. Now, if you remember, I had gone into the whole thing where I thought Sasha was going to retain because I thought maybe they might be setting these two up to finally go against each other at Survivor Series. But Bayley did not return the favor and take the hit so that Sasha could retain her title. So that showed a little dissension between them, but it was a good match. They went back and forth. They really went at it. And I think they went a good three in a row where they were just like flipping each other's submission.
Yeah. They were going back and forth. And you're right. They decided to go with the I protected you, you didn't protect me kind of thing, instead of having them both retain the title and go up against each other. I think part of that, too, was to be able to separate the titles so that they can, you know, they're probably going to take the tag belt off of them soon enough. You know, they're going to have a tag match with the tag titles, and they're going to end up losing, and that's going to cause even more of a rift between the two of them. And,
yeah,
you know, so this way they can separate the titles out between the different groups and the different promotions, quote, you know, the different shows, which makes sense. You know, it was cool to have them be able to cross over between the two, but at the same time, it'll be nice to have new people, new faces.
They needed to be able to cross over because of their entertainment value. I think we'll go into when we preview the next pay-per-view, they're challengers for those tag titles, not necessarily the big personalities that they are. So I think anyone that's wearing those women's tag titles that can go in between brands needs to have the big personalities like Sasha and Bayley do, because they have to be on all three shows if called upon. And those two can entertain you yes. on all of those shows.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I think, and it's, I mean, before they got the titles, they had, I mean, obviously they were entertaining, but they, having all the titles made them that much more entertaining, because Bayley just, I mean, Bayley's social media went nuts. It was great. So next up was my favorite match of the evening, which was the Drew McIntyre Randy Orton match. I'm glad that they went the way that they decided to go, personally, but it was a really, really, really good match. They went at it, and I mean, everybody, basically, every time there was a Claymore coming up, it was reversed. Every time there was an RKO coming, it somehow got reversed. You know, it was really well done. I mean, I don't know what you have to say about it, but I enjoyed it a lot.
One spot that I absolutely loved, I mean, it didn't make me laugh. It made me chuckle a little bit, but it was just funny to see, was when Drew went for that final Claymore and Randy Orton just fucking ducked and he went flying over him.
Yeah,
and then he ended up bridging him right into the pin. But that, I don't know why, it's just like, it's like someone charging at you and there's a window behind you and you just duck and they fly out the window. It made me laugh. I mean, but the match was really good. It had a good buildup. They had good intensity. They have, to me, good chemistry together. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know if it was my favorite match of the night. I really, really liked Asuka versus Sasha. But, yeah, it was definitely a good match. I mean, it was
a well-fought
like
match.
One of a couple of matches that saved that card.
Yeah, and I mean, they went hard, and they went hard at each other, and it was really, you know, it was good. So that one, I have very few complaints or any, you know, there was nothing bad that I remember about that match. It was a good fight. That was the one that kept my attention the entire time that it was going on.
You're used to seeing people push Randy Orton off of that freaking RKO. You never see him fly that fucking Claymore by him.
Right. He does a little leg right over him.
Yeah.
So, and then last up was the last match of the card, which was Braun Strowman versus The Fiend. This had the most shocking moment after the match. At least for me, and I know for you, because we messaged each other about it.
Yeah.
It was a good match. It wasn't a great match between the two of them. I don't know what to say or how to put it, but it was, I felt like there could have been a lot more to it than there actually was.
Yeah. I was just going to say, when you got to my part, it feels like, when it hit its peak, that if they had just let it go on a little longer, it would have been a great match, because there's that point where he's cutting the mat up and he exposes the wood and the Fiend stands up and he's like, why won't you just die? And then the Fiend immediately gives him two Sister Abigails and pins him. And I'm like, no, like Braun is freaking unraveling during this match. Like, take it just a step further.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where when he did the two of them, I was expecting a kick out or something. Like, and then I'm like, it's over. They pinned him. It was three count. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
No offense, but we've walked on those, even with the boards out there, whatever. When he hit the Sister Abigail on, like when they were in the gorilla position backstage, that probably hurt a whole lot more than it did on that board. You know, the exposed board. And yeah, it is what it is. Oh, go ahead.
Like I said, Braun was slowly unraveling during that whole match. And when he got to that, why won't you just die? I feel like that's when he really should have, like, they should have just let Braun lose his mind on The Fiend for a good couple of minutes while The Fiend no-sold him and then went down after that line. Or they should have done that line earlier in the match. Because it's just like, it's like the ultimate, like, like, why the fuck? Why can't I get rid of you?
Yeah. And then the shocking moment we were talking about was Roman Reigns came from the back and basically hit the Fiend with a spear, ran outside, hit Strowman with it, took some chair shots out.
Showed off some new dental work.
Yeah. And then showed off, you know, picked up the belt and basically showed off the belt like, you know, that was going to be his. So I had no idea. Like, I don't keep up with the rumors all the time, but I do kind of read ahead and see if there's anything. And somehow they kept this one under Reigns, one would say.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me. The only thing I was in on it, like, I liked it when he came flying out and friggin' speared Strowman. I was like, oh shit. And then he's like beating him with the chair and he's like, you're only a monster when I'm here or something. He was spouting off some lines there. But then he spears the Fiend, and the Fiend stays down, and I'm like, son of a bitch, it's Goldberg all over again. No one can stop this Fiend but Goldberg and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have no supernatural powers. he's just Roman Reigns. He's just a tough guy, and the same with Goldberg. The only supernatural powers he has is whether he is going to be able to get the person up for the jackhammer anymore or not.
Maybe that's the Fiend's Achilles heel, the spear.
Maybe, because that seems to be the only common denominator between the two.
So, yeah, that's his Achilles heel. It's the spear. Let's go over and just kind of say what we thought overall. You know, as far as the actual pay-per-view was concerned, it was okay. I was expecting more from the pay-per-view itself. I will say I am 100% digging the Thunderdome, though. I mean, it brings something different than the old the Performance Center did. They crushed down the Amway Center by bringing the roof lower and the scoreboard lower and everything else. But just the way that it feels, I don't like that they pipe in crowd noise. If you're going to use crowd noise, use the crowd noise of the people that you have on the screens or something, instead of just the fake all the time. But outside of that, I mean, it's a cool setup. Like, I don't really have any complaints other than apparently, you know, some people who've been doing some bad things in the background of the Thunderdome and violating the rules.
So, yeah, I like looking out and seeing many faces. Like, even, you know, I was concerned about it, if you remember from our SummerSlam preview. But I like looking out and seeing many faces, even if they are digital. I, of course, miss the live crowd. And I think that there is a spot for those Performance Center people in there to make live noise instead of, like you said, the pumped in booing and cheering. And like, they don't turn it down during promos. Like, if you're going to do that, like, turn the crowd noise down when the guy's cutting a promo. Don't sit there with like raucous cheer and, you know. But as far as SummerSlam, I overall enjoyed it. I don't think it was too long. The matches, most of them were what I expected them to be. I expected Drew and Randy to have a good match. They did. I one thing we did not talk about, no cinematic match this time.
No, there was no cinematic match, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, that was a nice break. I do enjoy the cinematic matches, and I don't want them to go away completely, but they don't need to be there all the time. My highlight of the show, like I said, was probably Sasha and Asuka, and like Braun asking the Fiend why he won't die. Like you, genuinely surprised that Roman Reigns showed up. I liked his intensity. I know they won't make him a heel, but what he was doing was heelish, and I think they should keep on that track.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, yeah, we'll, you want to go ahead and plug our socials and we'll get out of here. We'll have a second show for you this week, being released on Friday, which will be previewing the Payback.
We're going to pay back our fans for their loyal listening with a second show this week.
Correct. So, we will, we'll catch up with us, you know, on Friday. This will be coming out tomorrow. Well, it'll be coming out on today, Wednesday.
It'll be coming out when you listen to it.
Yes, that too. It's listen when you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go
social
ahead.
Social media.
Yeah, plug our socials.
Instagram, you can follow us at Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. Join our group conversations. You can go to Twitter, which is Top Rope Wrestling without the G, and interact with us there and see Rick's sometimes weird off-the-wall thoughts that I don't totally understand and have to ask him to explain to me.
You know, I have to put him out there.
And then you can go to TopRopeWrestling.com, and there you can get all our archives. Like, you can listen to every show we've ever done there under Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I think on iTunes and iHeartRadio, where you can also hear us, you can only hear a certain amount. But
I think it's the last 30 episodes.
Yeah. If you want to go back to the beginning, if you want to see if we've gotten any better at this, you can go back and listen to all of the archives there. You can also email us. And how do they do that, Rick?
You can email podcast@toproperwrestling.com or Rick or Drew at toproperwrestling.com. And they will, those emails will get to us. Because you were talking about the archives, you can also go back and listen to some really cool interviews that we've done over the year, you know, over the last year and a half, we're coming up on almost 2 years of this thing. So,
which we will get back to our interviews eventually.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have some, we have some ideas of people we'd like to get in. And, if you have somebody you'd want to see, you know, reach out to us. We can reach out to them.
Yeah.
So, you ready to get out of here?
It was a summer slam. Was it a slam dunk? Was it a summer slam dunk, or was it
It was magic.
It was magic.